The Hoke Theater at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. You can see the Lorain County Community College Civic Orchestra. And here to tell us more about that, we have Dr. Robert Beckstrom on the hotline with us. Dr. Beckstrom, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Hey there, Andy. I'm doing great, and I'm so happy that you've called. Be glad to talk to you about the orchestra today.
Well, for those who haven't had the chance to see the orchestra, tell us what we'll experience at the upcoming concert on February 22nd.
We have a really neat program. We're going to do two works, actually, that were composed by members of the orchestra. Never heard before pieces, world premieres, and then we're going to do a crowd favorite that's a very well-known piece that I'll tell you about a little later.
All right. I like that little teaser. Very, very nice. Now, how many are in this year's group?
Oh, we're about 45 to 50.
Okay, well, that's a pretty impressive group, no question about that. Now, what can you tell us about some of the soloists that will be featured on the 22nd?
Well, we have the second piece on the program is a piece for two clarinets written by Dan Schell. And so the name of the piece is Duo Concertante 2019, which I guess is the year that he wrote it. I don't think it's the number of notes in the piece or something. But at any rate, he wrote this piece for two clarinetists, one of whom is his wife. She's our principal clarinetist in the orchestra. And then her name is Deb Rutschel. And then the other clarinetist is Michael Fowler. And Dan is a really interesting guy. He's was trained as a composer, found himself a day job in computing with Cisco, has retired from there, is now teaching actually computing courses in the college's engineering technology department, and he also teaches a networking course for the University of Akron. But he's a wonderful bass player. He's our principal bassist and a really fine composer. So he's written this piece for us to play, and it's kind of an unusual work. It has a sort of a Latin kind of shadowing to it, and it pulls together the vibraphone with the strings to make some really interesting sounds that are woven together with the clarinets at play. And so that's going to be really kind of an interesting piece to hear.
Wow, okay, very interesting. And, you know, when you think about the Civic Orchestra, I think folks have a different idea as to how that's comprised, how that's put together. So you mentioned the number of members who are involved with the orchestra. Are you pulling from Lorain County specifically? Do they have to be ties to the college? How did you guys put this group together?
Well, we'll take almost anybody who shows up, depending upon what they play. But we have a lot of Lorain County residents. We have numerous people that have been career music teachers. In fact, the other composer that we have in the program, it was the retired band director from the Mayfield district. But we have several that have been band or orchestra conductors or music teachers in the school system. We have people that have played their way through college and were looking for an outlet to continue with the music. We also have students. And so what this does is that we have a foundation of a really fine group that is as good or maybe better than many college orchestras. So when a student comes in to study with our music program, they can actually play in a really solid organization. And so it's a little bit of everything from people that are fairly new on their instruments, but typically around the sections, we have also people that are very experienced professional level players.
Dr. Robert Beckstrom with the Lorain County Community College Civic Orchestra joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. They've got a concert coming up on February 22nd at the Hoke Theater at the Stocker Arts Center. Now, I know that you guys are also going to celebrate the great monuments of Western music culture. How will you guys do that exactly?
Okay, well, after intermission, we're going to play the Swan Lake Suite. If you hear that music in the background,
I can hear it, yeah.
Everybody recognizes that. That's from Swan Lake. And you might be saying to yourself, oh my gosh, I know that Swan Lake Ballet lasts 2 hours. You're going to let us go home. This is a suite. It's a compilation of music from the ballet that only takes us 25 minutes. So it's about 9 movements, so it's like a song list, about each piece being about 2.5, maybe 3 minutes long. And it takes us through the great, great Tchaikovsky ballet Swan Lake. It's Tchaikovsky's music. It's just edited so that it's set up for a concert stage. And so we're going to give people a chance to experience that in a real special way.
What I find interesting, too, is that, you know, you've chosen a wide variety of different works, and they span over 2.5 centuries. So how do you narrow that down? and figure out what exactly you guys are going to play, because that's a heck of a lot of music to look through.
Well, you just have to, yeah, each time you do a program, you have to do simple little choices of, well, who, you know, I have to, first off, I have to also match it to the organization. So there'll be pieces that, you know, that are gigantic works where that's not big enough to play. So we won't play something like a Mahler symphony or something like that. So I look around for pieces that match us nicely and also for variety, so that not only our audience is inspired, but also our players. The people that have been in the orchestra for years take delight in the idea of the variety that we've covered, and you sort of look down a list of who's, what's what with classical music and go, my gosh, we've played that. And so at any rate, yeah, there's a narrowing down for the concert, but there's also the idea that over a period of time we cover a wide span.
So about how long do you practice, or how frequently do you guys get together and practice to get ready for the concert?
We typically do a five-week cycle. So we'll do five Tuesday nights, and then in the fifth week we'll do a Friday night dress, and then we'll do the concert. So it's enough time to get ready, but it's short enough time that puts pressure on people so that they really have to buckle down and learn it. So we'll do so we found that over the years that's our best sort of pattern or rhythm for these things.
Is any of this to some degree experimental? And here's why I ask, because I think it's a fascinating group. You mentioned there's over 40 different members, ranging from students, and you also have folks who have spent a long time in the music industry, some of which are instructors at the college as well. Do you ever put something together where some elements actually come together and you think, wow, that might sound great? May not have been what you intended, but it sounded great, which alters the course of the concert to some degree?
Every so often we'll try something. By the way, I want to make sure that people know we're also doing The Watchers, which is a piece by Bill Rayer, who's retired band director from the Mayfield District, also a great trumpeter. But coming back to your question, like on our last concert, we're going to do Ionization, which is a percussion piece by Edgar Varèse, a very famous piece from the 1920s. And instead of for something like the eight or so percussionists that he calls for, we're going to break it down so and maybe a couple of dozen people get a chance to play like one little drum or one little thing as we sort of work around, because it just is sort of fun that way. And so every so often we'll pull out something that's a little bit oddball simply because that's a fun thing to do.
Well, I was just going to say, it's a fun thing to do when it catches the audience off guard, right? That's part of the fun, isn't it?
That's part of the fun, is to catch the audience off guard and have an audience ready to expect almost anything. So this time we get two new works and then a classic from the 19th century. So another time it will be something else. And I sort of build a career of doing music that way, and we have people in the orchestra that love that kind of opportunity.
No question about it. Well, when does the fun get started on February 22nd? When does the concert get going?
The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. It's my guess it will take about a little bit more than an hour. It won't be a full two-hour time. It'll just be maybe 90 minutes tops, and it starts at 7:30. You can get tickets, of course, through the box office. You can get them online. If you walk up to the door, I would get there by 7 o'clock or so to get tickets, but you can get them any one of a number of ways at 7:30 p.m.
And that's rapidly approaching. As a matter of fact, we are just about 2.5 weeks away. It takes place on Saturday, February 22nd at the Hoke Theater at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. You can head to the Stocker Arts Center website as well to find more ticket information. The show gets going at 7:30, as Dr. Beckstrom just mentioned. And as always, Dr. Beckstrom, this is a lot of fun. A musical education for me as I get a chance to learn more about the orchestra, and certainly looking forward to the show on February 22nd. Thank you, as always, for the time.
Hey, Andy, two million thanks for this. Just appreciate it. Good luck to you and best wishes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Beckstrom. Much appreciated. Again, that is Dr. Robert Beckstrom with the Lorain County Community College Civic Orchestra.